exactly what you would draw up.
No, they need to get something. Bailey, after a faceoff win by McKelpin, sends it in. But again, that's from behind the blue line. It was on net. This time, Ice Cutter clear at the length of the ice and put that one on net.
Yeah, so far, Ice Cutter's handled this disadvantage very well.
Yeah, absolutely no scoring opportunities. Tulaski puts a nice move, and he fires one high, and Kazefka's got to stand up and knock that one away. That was maybe one of the hardest shots we've seen yet by the Goats team. That was Tulaski. Here comes the puck, though. We got numbers. Ice Cutter's moving in. Shot wide. All the way out to center ice. Bailey and Tulaski working for it. Tulaski wins. Gilbert with the puck trying to corral it for the Ice Cutters. Sends it over to Tulaski. Tulaski's in his own zone, but no pressure by the Goats. Takes it behind his net. He's going to kick it out. And that's going to scoot by everybody, and it's going to go all the way down for an icing call.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. It's still scoreless in the first period between Goats Graphics and the Ice Cutters.
Your number one thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Back to the Huron County Ice Arena. It's the first period between Ice Cutters and Goats Graphics. Still scoreless in this game. Ice Cutters have had the advantage for the most part with shots about 6-3, although Goats Graphics has had the only power play opportunity, although they did not capitalize. In fact, outside of maybe one opportunity, there wasn't a whole lot involved with that power play.
It's been a really, really quiet game so far. I mean, there's been some shots. I think there's only really been one or two scoring opportunities so far in this period.
Yeah, they've been playing it pretty close to the vest, but you're right, Ice Cutters really dominated the entire penalty kill. But we are, the puck's back in action, staying in the neutral zone, sent in by the Ice Cutters. Laycock playing it back behind the net, but Roland is going to reach out and cover it up. So, like you mentioned, Ice Cutters really dominated that that penalty kill. They probably had as many opportunities, I think, as Goats did. Ice Cutters wins. And there's a goal. Owen Shank sends it, and it gets deflected off of Laycock's stick between the legs of Roland.
Well, a lot of times when you have traffic in front of the net, send it towards the net. That was not going anywhere towards the net until it hit a skate, and next thing you know, it's a goal.
That was definitely going wide right. And then just deflected right in, and that's but that's how this game works. They're not all pretty goals, but a goal is a goal, and it's 1-0 right now, and Ice Cutters are on top. We have an icing call as Ice Cutters won the faceoff, but sent it in a little bit too deep, and it's going to come back in front of Kazefka now.
Well, so far in this game, that's kind of been the Ice Cutters' goal. They've been just kind of dumping the puck in and waiting for something to happen. They had a face-off deep in Goats Graphics' end. And something happened, so we've got a 1-0 game here right now.
Face-off won by Ice Cutters, but they send it in deep once again, and we're coming back after another icing call. So trying to win that face-off forward, maybe to get a little bit of offense going, and winning it forward, but nobody's there to chase it down.
Well, I don't think you're going to see a lot out of the Ice Cutters in this game. I think they're going to play it really defensively. They just need to win this game. They've got a lead right now. I think they're going to make Goats Graphics put more pressure on them.
And we have a centering pass out to Hradecky for Ice Cutters. Puts a beautiful move on. Backhanded shot over the right shoulder of Roland, and Hradecky with a beautiful goal.
Just when we say not a lot of stuff is going on right now, he went coast-to-coast with that one. Went around a couple players, put on some really good moves, put a backhand right underneath the blocker hand of Mitchell Roland, and it's 2-0. And they're starting to dominate.
And he did. He put the how do you do on him, and I thought, oh, he didn't want the backhander, but he wanted the backhander, and he made it pay off.
Perevski with the definition of unassisted there with that goal.
Beautiful goal. Another faceoff won by Ice Cutters, but sent in for an icing, and so we're going to go back down in front of Kozefka again. Cody Kozefka's got to watch a lot of faceoffs already this game, and we're just in the first period.
Well, I just mentioned it before. I think Ice Cutters are just, they're just looking to get through this game. So I think they're going to be playing a lot of defensive hockey right now and just dumping and chasing.
Faceoff won by Ice Cutters. Micah Gordon sends it in deep, then played around the boards by Goats. Goats trying to get it out. Ice Cutters keeping it in. Bryce Sears with the puck. Sends it down into the corner. Gordon working the corner. Centering pass to Sears, but that shot wide. Ice Cutters keeping it in, doing a real good job of controlling the puck right now. Looking for somebody to pass to. Looking for right in the slot, but not open. That's going to be knocked away, and Goats will clear the zone. Right with the puck, though. He's going to send it up to Sears. Sears outside the blue line. He sends it in deep. Micah Gordon giving chase in the corner. He's going to keep it in. Geiger trying to clear it to Tulaski. Tulaski does clear. Here comes Jason Bailey the other way. Puts a nice move, but just loses the puck, and Sears is going to send it out, but a little too high into the rafters.
If Goats is looking for the clock to save him for the end of the first period, we still have 2 minutes and 43 seconds.
Oh, it seems like it's taking a long time to get to this this spot. There's been a lot of whistles, a lot of icing calls. And it's another faceoff out there in front of Cody Kozefka. Ice Cutters, once again, they're going to win the faceoff, sends it around the boards. Van Erp with the puck, centering pass. He gets it to Bismack. Bismack with one man to beat. Kicks it over, beautiful pass. But that one's going to be just deflected wide. Might have been a stick on it by a Goats player. Bismack with the steal. He sends it in, and Roland stops it.
Kind of looks like Ice Cutters have caught their stride now and are starting to dominate this game.
Yeah, they've really stepped it up. Now they're really applying all kinds of pressure. You see the defenseman up by the blue line trying to keep it in, something that they weren't doing the first half of the period. Face off in front of Roland, won by Goats. Knobloch sends it out of the zone, tries to kick it up to Ayer. Ayer trying to corral it. He's along the boards. He's going to take a shot, and Kozefka makes it look pretty easy with a glove save.
Ice Cutters right now getting into the critical ice between the circles in the Goat zone, whereas before they were settling for shots from near the blue line.
Yep, definitely a little bit more skating going on now, a little more pressure. Faceoff won by the Ice Cutters, brought out but stopped in the neutral zone by Goats. Ear sends it across to McKelpin. McKelson's in the middle, trying to get a shot. Knobloch takes a shot. That one's going to go wide. That gets deflected. Ear in the corner. That's going to be a penalty coming up on Ear for Goats. Right now, Ice Cutters have the puck. They're going to keep it until it's touched by a Goats player. And there it is, and we're going to see exactly what this penalty was.
Sensing a little frustration right now. It looks like maybe a boarding call. That's what it kind of looked like.
It could be. Could be boarding. Sometimes I'd like to call interference just since it was away from the puck. We'll see what we have here, but it was definitely not playing the puck on that one.
Interference,
yep. Yep, Ear's going to get 2 minutes for interference, and Ice Cutter's going to go on the power play this time. We'll see what they can do with a man up.
Already up 2-0 in the first period.
Apparently Jake Kennedy doesn't know how to drop a puck.
No, they didn't have the penalty up on the board yet. I'm going to come to Jake's rescue, but only this time. Only this time, Jake.
Oh, I was waiting to pick on him a little bit. So.
Oh, believe me, there'll be plenty of opportunities. Faceoff won by Ice Cutters. Ice Cutters send it in. It's going to be brought back and sent the distance by Goats. As Geiger gives chase after sending it in deep. Ice Cutters with the puck in front of Kozefka. They're looking for an opportunity to get a breakout going here. They've got the man advantage. Shank skates it in, but that's going to be returned all the way back to Kozefka by Goats. Good hustle by Goats trying to keep it in the zone. But he might have gone a little bit low.
I
don't know.
I don't know if I agree with that penalty at all. But anyway.
That's going to be number 20. That's Nick McAlpin. To me, it looked like pretty good hustle. He got his body low, digging for the puck in the corner, I think, as much to.
It looks like he lost an edge there and went in.